This report on the Chiefs 2022 training camp is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage for your home loan. In arguably the toughest 3 days of all of training camp, the Chiefs resumed work here in St. Joe today in full pads with a long 2-hour and 25-minute practice. Now, the weather was overcast and a cool temperature and breeze presented ideal practice conditions. These days are challenging in that today, tomorrow, and Wednesday are all scheduled days in pads, and all three are scheduled to be 2 hours and 25 minutes. Plus, there's a bit of drudgery after playing a first preseason game and then going back to camp for regular work. The game Saturday in Chicago against the Bears was clearly two different Chiefs teams playing two very different halves. The Chiefs' first and second teamers ruled the first two quarters, and Kansas City had a 14-0 lead at intermission. The first observation was that the Chiefs' defense, which has been so impressive here in St. Joe, dominated or dictated the game to the Bears' offense. Chicago had 17 plays of 4 yards or less against the Chiefs' defense in the first half, and Chicago was forced to punt their first 5 possessions. Chris Jones, Juan Thornhill, and rookie George Karlaftis all had sacks in the first half for Kansas City. Offensively, the bright spot were the 8 tough catches made by the KC offense. Former Tampa Bay wide receiver Justin Watson had 3 of them, including a 22-yard touchdown to end the first half, showing great toughness and catch radius. Rookie Sky Moore had 2 of those, one on the boundary, one on a tough slant. And Northern Iowa's Darius Fountain also had 2, as well as Marquez Valdez-Scantling. The second half, yikes. Drop passes, sacks, mistakes plagued the 3s and 4s, and the Chiefs lost 19-14. Tomorrow I'm headed to where games are won or lost, the trenches. Reporting from St. Joseph, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs.